Last time you peeped into a cave on a little kobold consoling his best friend. Then you barged in, started shooting bullets everywhere, swinging hammers. You turned a little 1v1 that never should have happened into a sock hop frog jamboree. Then you killed them all, except for the guy. He got away.
He'll get his.
Killed his friend, though.
He killed his best friend and the innocents in the cave that asked for nothing but to be free. He decimated him with an earthquake, blew one up with a shield, clubbed and shot the others.
I rammed a rod in the blind one.
The heroes, ladies and gentlemen.
That feel pretty good?
You feel good about that?
I did. Killed the man with the summer sausage.
Good to be with y'all again. What would you like to do?
I'd like to spend 3 actions to get the sticky stuff off of me.
Nice. Same.
Nice.
Scarab and Tricky are going to reunite.
Even though the floor is still gross and sticky in here, I'm just going to assume you're being very careful walking across it. We won't have to do checks. I don't want to have to do a slapstick comedy session of you guys slipping, falling down, and standing back up again.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Bootmore's going to walk back where they came, just in the entrance of the tunnel, where there's no slime, and he's going to, if we have 10 minutes, spend 10 minutes doing a treat wounds on himself. So he got beat up pretty bad.
Yeah, man.
Just don't roll a natural 1. Ah. 24. 1 away from a crit. Anybody else need healing?
Oh, damn, I do have oil.
I've got hundreds of gallons of oil on me.
No, I was going to say it's not really for anything, but might as well. Scarab's chilling, cleaning his firearm. His firearm cleaning kit has oil in it. I mean, that's, you know, it's nothing. It's like a little squeezy bottle.
Yeah.
But no.
That's pretty cool.
No, fine, Rootmore. You took that one like a champ, bud.
Oh, thank you.
You really kicked. You got your ass kicked, and it was badass.
Seems to always happen, but that's okay.
You're still here, brother.
That's what I'm here for. I'm gonna take another 10 minutes.
Tries to stand up, can't.
Use the resolve.
Yep. Alright.
Monet, okay.
Monet's fine.
Yeah. Just a little bit from me, yep.
That's a good 10 minutes. I'm feeling pretty good.
I just want to know what he looks like in that 10 minutes. Just blank stare, nothing.
Yeah, it's like click. It's just sitting there staring into nothing.
Yeah. All good.
No, he's doing the Family Guy fall down, hold the leg.
For 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes.
All done, dust off. Yeah, Scarab and Tricky are looking down this needly hole to the south, on the opposite end from the stairs that go down. I mean, Matthew, looking at the map here, it definitely connects to older rooms.
Yeah, if you peer down that narrow hallway,
so
you can kind
narrow.
Of see where it opens up. You can even still see a dead kobold on the ground there.
Yep.
This is the switchback from the tunnel you took that led you to the kobold ambush, where you drew a hot dog on the floor and there was a rope trap.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and this was the room that we kept hearing all the croaking and shit. I'm glad we didn't go in this room at that time. Holy
you
shit.
Even remember now that dead kobold there was one that was strangled by your old pal Rick.
Yeah.
Rick! Love that guy.
Okay, so we can see, there is another path. If we were to go down that way. Now, we've got a room marked. Do any of the bros remember what that is? E7. Was there a cage?
Yeah, that's where we found the butcher.
That was... Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We didn't leave anything in there?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I didn't think so.
The room that looked like it had once been a hatchery, where the cages had nests in them, but then they were emptied.
1,000,000%.
Let's check this room. We haven't checked it yet, the one that we're in. Little perception, see if there's anything cool.
I totally forgot to do that in the E3 as well. We ain't gotta, but...
Ooh, I actually, Rootmore, before your 10-minute check there, I need another fortitude save, sir.
Oh, okay.
That's right. 23.
Okay. You feel as you're tending to yourself that the poison has worked its way out of your system.
Oh, good. Nice. Feel better.
You look great, Rootmore.
Thank you. I ate some weird beans earlier.
Stop. Stop eating the damn beans. Put it down.
Stop licking the damn thing. Which way do y'all want to go? You've got to the north is the way that kobold ran. Looks like maybe a small, rough-hewn staircase that descends down not very far.
Oh, I did roll 27 on this room for any cool shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's...
Who are you talking
stop
to?
Stop whatever the hell I'm doing.
Just fingering the goo.
I've rolled pretty good. I'm going to find a lot.
In this room... No, you're not seeing anything. Just the now battered remains of the slurk kennels. The slurks themselves weren't carrying anything. They're not even outfitted with saddles, instead relying on their sticky backs to hold their mounts.
Yeah, there's a nice little detail that I picked up on.
Mm-hmm.
Weird and gross.
Slunk.
Gross.
Slink, slank, slunk. I hope none of those were slurs. Slurks.
They were all slurks.
They did.
But no, nothing else seeming of interest in here. You imagine if they were being fed, it was probably brought to them directly. There's not like a communal trough or anything like that. And there doesn't appear to be anything else stored in here. There's that dead kobold, the one who got brained by the slurk. His body's discarded off to the side, but he's not carrying anything that you haven't already seen on the other kobolds. He's got just a really simple spear. And some shoddy leather armor.
Okay.
Curious, are these... Scarab would be just making sure, just for the sake of sanity, that all these kobolds have been true scales. Have they lookabouts? I know some have had different armor,
mm-hmm.
seemingly affected by whatever new stuff's going on in here.
Yeah, you've seen some that are in, like... like flowing dark garb. You've seen some that have been in like some kind of ceremonial garb as well. The flowing dark garb is like on the ones that had the, what are they called, the winged talons that they were swinging above their heads. They kind of look like cloaked assassins. This guy had black leather armor that he was wearing,
which is odd.
But nothing that you've seen that would tell you they're not true scales. And some of the ones with the more elaborate clothing, like you would have seen it on the flowing... I think we talked about that when you guys got ambushed by them. They had a true scales symbol on their chests, like on the garb. And this one who just ran away had the same, like, I believe it was a... like a kobold handprint at an angle on his... armor as well.
The hand of the king.
Yes, that's what it is. He's like curious, if this is all just true scales that are turning over, or if this is spreading more. But I guess at a certain point, you wouldn't really know unless he knew them all by name.
Yeah, if you knew where they came from and all that.
Because they're clearly not all the same type, color,
right.
Creed.
Yeah, you've seen a few different colored kobolds too. There have been some with black scales, some with red, some with blue, and the most recent guy was green. The only thing notable about him, aside from his green scales and yellow eyes, was like he has an exceptionally long snout.
Yeah. Interesting.
I say we go south, because if we go north, they are expecting us. The little guy that ran away.
Oh, for sure. And I do remember... there is another path. We left because we were hurting pretty bad. My grubby little hands want to go grab what's ever in there.
Let's go look. Keep an eye out for the creepy Rick dude.
Yeah, keep all of your eyes open.
Okay.
I won't be going alone. Stay with me. He attacks people that are alone. Oh! I hear something.
Go quickly, by yourself!
Sam!
He's really far away. 80 feet in the other direction.
Don't worry, I'm right behind you, Rootmore.
More.
Quick little glance around for traps. 30 perception.
You keep a careful eye out as you walk southwest, traversing halls and rooms you've been through before. Nothing sticks out. It almost looks like nothing here has changed, aside from a lack of the kobold bodies you left behind. But you already know that there was a great gathering of the undead kobold over at the well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't strike you as any more out of the ordinary than that already did.
Very good. There's a big hot dog on the ground here.
I think it's a trap.
Doink!
Keeping out for Rick.
Morty!
Yes?
Come, please! Don't be alone out there!
Okay, so
there were bodies here. Unless the... Just, you know. Stay vigilant.
They could have all gone to the well hole, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still, watch your feet.
Keep poking north. This is uncharted territory, so I'm gonna use my dwarf eyes for look for traps again. Anything weird?
Look for traps again? Ooh, twisty room.
The way is clear.
Or otherwise known as a corridor.
Nothing stands out to you as you begin to move north. There's another set of rough-hewn stairs, kind of like something was carved hastily at a downward slope, maybe even erratically, and then kind of corrected.
Oh boy.
And the hall is very narrow up ahead and windy.
Moving down the dark hallway. Oh, it's very tight. Can't breathe. Another intersection. I'll make another perception check. Traps. Evilness.
There we go. 31.
Traps. Evilness. Checking for... Are you checking for evil? Is that what you're doing?
It's actually his new spell.
Bad intentions. Looking for bad intentions.
I love it. I love it.
This is a pretzely place.
Can we see what's to the north? Oh, you got it. Ole! Left or right?
Come to a fork in the tunnel, one that winds more northwest and the other off to the east.
I don't know. Do we hear anything?
Roll me a perception check.
Use my dwarf ears. 28.
19.
I don't aid.
You don't hear anything. And as you're peering forward into the cave, you do notice what appear to be strange mushroom-like growths in the western direction.
We go west.
Can I roll a perception on those mushrooms? See,
sure.
If I can learn something about them?
Yeah, they'll be right about... Oh, that's the wrong button. Right about here in this little alcove. And then some more on the wall over here.
Oh, ooh. Don't get too close.
Right. Oh,
Scarab will check as well.
Ooh. Nature?
Watch we roll.
It's going to be hard to tell exactly what it is from here. Aside from it's a mushroom-like growth.
Okay. Take a step forward. How about here? A little closer.
Careful, Rootmore. Could be poison!
Could be.
Could be a friend. Could be foe.
It could be explode in our face. Or they could be delicious.
Could be delicious.
That's what I want. Mmm, delicious. Oh, let me touch it. I want it.
As you get a little closer and you can see a little better, these mushroom growths are huge.
Oh.
They're easily the size of an adult human.
This is a fucking leshy.
They have a, like, pale, almost like a pale yellow body to them, and they're capped by large, frilled purple heads.
So big. I do nature on it now?
Sure.
Oh, good.
Don't touch it with more.
15.
Tell you what, do you have survival?
7 survival.
Okay. As you inch closer and try to get a better look at these things, you move in and you can suddenly see the one in front of you begins to swell. What's up?
Oh.
Honey's actually got a pretty good nature. I thought she had, like, nothing in nature. The time has passed.
Begins to swell before almost eyelid-like shapes begin to open all along the body of the mushroom. And then it immediately lets out a deafening shriek.
If it speaks, let me know.
I need a fortitude save from everybody.
Oh, my.
I think I'm just going to go ahead and use my pee-pee.
I am as well.
My session pee-pee.
I have thrown in the pee-pee.
27.
32.
Wow. 34 for Scarab?
Damn.
Natural 24, tricky.
Fantastic. Each of you, as this shriek begins to happen, you're able to either bolster yourself in the case of Tricky, or the rest of you are able to clap your hands over your ears or their equivalents in order to block out majority of the noise. But you feel a great gust of air go over you as this thing shrieks, and you know that had you not been so quick to cover your ears, that it probably would have hurt very much just to hear the sheer volume. And as this mushroom lets out a shriek, another one further down the hall lets out a shriek, and a one beyond that lets out a shriek, and it kind of echoes off into the distance before it's silent again.
Rootmore, hold.
Kill it!
Monet attempt a nature check.
Yeah.
Scarab doing so as well.
A 30.
Oh, that's enough. You've read about these. These mushrooms are known as shriekers. Often, they grow on their own in dark, secluded places. The shriek that they use is a biomechanical response to external stimuli in order to try to scare off would-be predators. However, you also know that some people of more nefarious means will tend to plant these to use them as a sort of pseudo-alarm system. For if a light source or a creature's like natural warmth should come within 10 feet of the mushroom, it will react. You know that it achieves this by filling an air sac, one that can be seen just underneath the frill of the man-like mushroom. And if one is careful enough in their survival tactics, they might be able to approach and sever the air sac, preventing it from being an alarm anymore.
Monet will share this information.
Well. Okay, okay. Good to know. Gives me a bargaining chip.
I know we're coming.
Scarab's gonna raise a hand to this strange big mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna kind of roll his eyes back in his head a little bit, and just a strange comes out of his mouth. And in Fae, if it's a plant creature, it would understand this.
Grant us safe passage, or we will have to cut the noise. We have come to rid the mountain of its aggressors, the scourge within you.
Give me a diplomacy check. Give yourself a +2.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Scarab's making weird noises.
He's just speaking.
He's
going, yeah.
Yeah, Monet speaks Fae.
Oh, shit.
She's a Fae creature.
Right. What is... Does she...
Am I fucking crazy? What is happening?
I don't expect her to be amazed or anything, but does she react? Has she heard anybody speak it? Scarab's never spoke it.
Probably not, because, I mean, she... You know, she comes from the Shadow Plane.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived among Kyle.
You probably think it's a little weird for a...
I mean, I think kobold. She'd think it's a little weird, but I also think that she's not surprised because he's also growing plants on him. I think she's kind of just like, hey, you know, he's a weird guy.
With her scratching her head with her bald fist.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, hey. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay, shit, that's going to be a 35.
Wow.
You, as you reach out and begin to speak, the rest of you can see this mushroom once again kind of like filling up with air, and then as you speak in Fey to it, it kind of like lets out a shudder as well as like a little as it like lets out the air slowly and shudders in place before it grows still.
We mean you no harm. We mean you no harm. And if you get angered by us by any means, try to kill us. We're gonna do our best.
The mushroom then does a little like a shook 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 in place, and then down the hall, the next one shook shook shook, and the one after shook.
Fucking wow. Pee-pee for Cody. Yay for being nice to us.
I'll use it immediately.
Oh, no.
Natural 20.
I think that Monet would be like, I mean, it's a different dialect for sure. One that I haven't heard. It's like, cool. when Rootmore's like, he's making weird noises. It's just everyone has a regional dialect.
See, yeah, that's exactly it. Because, yeah, I'm curious. I want to hear all the Fey dialects. That's what I want to hear. Give me a list.
he's hearing the weird noises, and she's like...
And see, that's the thing.
Everyone's got different accents, Rootmore. It's rude to judge.
That's the thing, bro. Scarab's brand new. Like, if he was fluent, you wouldn't even hear him, I'm sure. Just nothing. The hum of the universe.
Pretty cool.
God. Man, what a pain in the ass. I don't want to have to hurt these guys. / alarm every step. Love it, though.
Yeah, we'll
see what happens.
What other directions are there? I guess both ways. They're gonna know we're coming. Oh, so what do y'all think? Skinny narrow hallway or skinny narrow hallway? Both know we're coming.
I think north, because that's... Yeah, I think north.
Alright. Push.
Yeah, I think the damage has already been done.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, twist. Who knows what we're walking into.
Okay. As you begin moving up north.
Whoa.
Big room.
You find yourself in a massive cavern that seems to be filled with many dirty straw nests, scraps of weapons and armor, and the discarded remains of meals scattered about. In several nooks and alcoves along the wall are more of these nests. This almost seems, at least to you, Scarab, like what would be a kobold den.
Bigger than the last one.
The bulk resting area of a kobold tribe.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Good luck, Rumor.
Oh, thank you. Little perception check.
Oh, I can't stand where I want to stand.
I can't stand.
So stand halfway in the wall, just to see if anybody's here, any traps, anybody laying wait in ambush, because they know we're here.
You just got your back against the wall. Leaning in a little bit.
24.
Okay. As you slide up along the wall and begin slowly surveilling this room in front of you, you don't see anybody at first, but then you notice it. Maybe peeking out from behind a rock here, just a little bump of a kobold head around a corner. Back pressed against the wall, you can see the snout of one slightly sticking out. One, two, three, four, five, six, you estimate. Six kobolds hiding.
Rootmore slowly turns back to the group and holds up. No, he doesn't. He doesn't hold
six
up any fingers.
Summer sausages.
He's holding his shield and hammer. He doesn't hold up any fingers. He just looks at both of you and...
He's flailing about. Monet, it's dark and twisted in this tiny, tiny corridor. What is he doing?
Dancing?
He's showing teeth.
Points his hammer towards the room.
I think he needs to toil.
He shakes his head no. He points his hammer at Scarab. And he points into the room.
Scarab points his gun at Rootmore.
What'd you say?
What are you trying to say?
Bootmore nods really fast, like,
fire! No, got you. What is it? It smells bad. It must be true scales, huh?
He nods.
Yeah, I did a smell check earlier.
Smell check.
Bootmore, you sleeping with that sausage? What the hell, man?
Bootmore shrugs his shoulders.
Been meaning to tell you about the rash. I don't know if you noticed it. It's on the back of your neck. The grease rash. From sausage.
Sausage.
Yeah, let's go kill some fools. I don't think talking to these guys is going to work. They're pissed.
Bootmore sprints into the room.
Roll for initiative.
Okay.
For the God King Emperor!
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh. Trips on a rock.
Oh, oops.
Ow.
No.
Skinny Hall. Bring him in here, Rumor.
I have an idea.
Yeah, exactly. Just run back, have them funnel through, just bop them on the head one by one.
I have an idea. Ah! Help, I'm scared. I'm only level 2!
What'd you get, Rumor?
16!
That's what I like to hear. Scarab.
33.
And Monet.
17.
I've been praying a lot. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, there was one slower than Rumor.
Hey, Rumor doesn't pray enough.
He needs to pray more.
Oh, the natural 20 in the last combat for initiative.
Been thinking the same thing about him not praying enough. I'll do something with that, don't worry. Scarab, you see Rootmore begin to sprint into the room before he stumbles for a second. Maybe a little bit of extra sticky goo still on the bottom of his shoe slows him down, and so you're the first to go. Nobody else pops up, nothing else seems to happen, but you're up first.
Yeah, we're just going to run and stop right in here. That's a lot of cobalt. That's both actions for Tricky. Scarab's going to fire at the one that's right in front of him. 29 to hit.
I'm going to need you to roll concealment for me.
Oh.
Little one, so DC 5.
16.
Okay, you're good. Yep, take that shot. You're shooting at the one southeast of you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to be 5 damage.
Whoa, roll.
Hey, 5 damage.
Final action reload, that's it.
Damage. 5 damage ain't nothing. Because you see that one immediately begin to freak out.
Oh, good.
Join my team and you won't be scared anymore. See this banner? I made it myself, idiot. Invisible idiot.
That's it for you?
You're slightly opaque, dork. Join my crew and I won't make fun of you anymore.
All right, one of the kobold scouts in the back of the room pops up and he screams, "No!" before he levels a crossbow at you and fires.
Help!
let's see, what's there to hit? Not the best. That is a 22 to hit.
Ah, miss.
Okay. He'll reload and fire.
Oh, dang, I need to make
it. Nope, ain't hitting. Both of those sounded like they hit.
This is a hit.
Okay. The one next to him is going to do the same. He's not going to scream now, fire, because he already had his friend do that. miss on the first shot with a 15. Second shot's a natural 1.
Oh, baby.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Did you poo-poo in your pants?
Poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
Ranged. Okay. As he fires at you, he becomes very prideful and upset that he's missed twice. And so that second shot, when it goes, he gets tunnel vision.
You don't know how it is.
So he gets a +1 to all of his attacks, but he gets a minus and he is off guard.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Not minus 2 attacks. He's just off guard. So he gets +1 to attacks. His AC goes down by 2.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So he's focused in and probably only going to be firing at you, Scarab. I'm going to go ahead and mark him so that I know which one's which. Which one of these says I'm really mad at that guy?
How long does that last?
I'm going to choose the ninja for focused. For three rounds.
Can you be off guarded twice? Like, could I hunter's mark him and then get an extra minus two?
I don't think off guard stacks.
Or if it is the same. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't double off guard someone. You
can't make somebody dizzy and have them on difficult terrain. That doesn't make it even.
It depends on the type of bonus. If it's a circumstance bonus, then they don't stack. It just takes the highest value. And most things that do a thing like off guard are circumstance bonuses.
Okay, I'll do some reading.
But I mean, trust me, you're not going to have any trouble hitting this guy, even if he wasn't off guard.
Nah, he's a dork.
So then the other,
he is concealed. That's my issue.
That's his turn, so we're going two more kobolds go next. So it's going to be number four and three, respectively, which are the second. I'm just going to pick it. That's easier. So the ones in the middle of the room are both also going to stand up and fire. First, this guy. He's shooting at you, Scarab. 22 to hit.
Miss.
Yep, and then reload and shoot. That's not nothing. Probably still a miss, though. Yeah, it's 21.
Wow.
Miss.
And then the next one shoots. 22 to hit.
Miss.
Yep. Reload, shoot again, and miss. They're just trying to hurl everything they can at you. And the other two, you guys see from the hallway, just seeing all these bolts just like clink against the back wall and then just fall, and a small pile is forming of discarded bolts.
Oh, wow.
Monet, you see this and you decide now's your time.
Hey, kobold, stop trying to hit me!
That's it.
That's it.
Hey, stop trying to hit me!
Okie dokie. So, my name will move to there. Right next to this guy.
He gasps in horror as you step up next to him. Full view.
And would that hit them? All four of them?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Goes into all their squares.
Monet will drop a tremor right there.
Okay, so you need fortitude saves?
Fortitude saves from all of them.
Probably not good. 15. 14.
Fail, fail.
10.
Fail.
20. Wow.
Fail.
Yeah. Everybody fail.
And my confusion about Hunt Prey was, it's not that I get any additional points to like two hit, it's that my MAP drops. So my multiple attack drops to three rather than what would have been five.
Yeah.
That's
cool. No, that works.
So that would.
Because they're different. Different stats are stacking here. You're going up and they're going down.
Different, man. I'm just different.
Built different.
Okay. So those four take 20 bludgeoning.
Wow.
Wow.
Fuck yeah. All of them.
Frickin' yes.
Yeah.
Piss yeah.
So as the ground begins to quake beneath them, the northernmost one begins to stumble in place. He trips and falls into a campfire and dies.
Oh my god.
Died by fire.
The easternmost one on the edge is heaped next to a pile of rocks. Matthew, calm down.
That wasn't me. This
He was hiding behind a pile of rubble, and as the ground begins to quake, a rock falls from that pile, crushing him.
Yeah! Ouch!
Same thing happens to the one on the southeast, crushed by a rock, released by your tremor, and the one right next to you, who begins to cower as you round the corner,
writing
just vibrates in place, bouncing up and down on the ground before he gets the wind knocked out of him and he dies.
Never fall down so hard that you lose all the wind. And
exactly.
Then,
and then it just keeps happening. He actually suffocated from how many times he had the wind knocked out of him.
That's
I awesome. Totally goofed.
That's traumatic.
What? What did you do?
It doesn't matter. No, it was in the last fight. A crit fail does knock you prone.
Oh, okay.
Good to know.
They all been knocked dead.
Yeah, they're just knocked the crap out of them.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I knew that was going to happen.
Cody just rubbed his face.
Let me clean this initiative up a little bit. Don't need you. Don't need you. Don't need Monet. We don't need her anymore.
We're superheroes.
Yeah. I know. Monet rounds the corner. That guy gasps. She gasps, drops a tremor, and then they all die. Just like,
All right, Rootmore, you're up. You wrench your sticky foot free of the floor, and you sprint into the room.
Oh, gross.
So anywhere...
anywhere difficult terrain besides Monet's little blast?
Nope, just that. If you try to run over the pile of rocks on the south part of the room, then yeah, that'd be difficult terrain.
Okay.
Anything that looks like rubble, that's difficult terrain.
Range is 60 feet. We'll still move up anyway. We'll move up a little bit. Do 5, 10, 15, 20, I guess.
Regardless, doesn't matter. Needle darts it. The guy with the lowered AC.
Concealment?
Nope. They were only concealed in the first round when they were hiding behind the rocks. They are in full view now. They do have partial cover.
Oh.
Partial cover.
So plus 1 to their AC.
Okay, let me do this right. I'm pretty sure I'm doing right. Yeah, 40 to hit.
Wow.
Let me see. Carry the 1. You crit the hell out of it, man. What do you want? Double crit. Almost triple crit.
Oh my god, needle darts. This is crazy.
It's not a real thing, by the way. Double and triple crit. Not a real thing.
Needle darts, made up move. We just let him on have this one.
This is 10d4.
I have this same move. I just found something different for me. And mine is a 3-action spell. So, like, that's also...
Yeah, but Divine List, clerics don't get a lot of stuff like this. So it's, like, one of his big ones.
And mine's only 3d.
Yeah, but you have a whole bunch of other utility that also does damage. And cleric doesn't get that. Cleric gets like, I'm going to buff my allies a little bit or do a heal. Not like, I'm going to point at a guy and he's dead.
Yeah, so all of Rootmore's barbecue skewers come out and they fling at this kobold for 21 piercing damage.
Bye, you people.
So this kobold behind this rock is like looking over at his buddy. Not looking, he's like leaning towards his buddy, but he's still staring right at Scarab and he's like, this guy, I'm going to shoot him so good, just you. And before he can finish his sentence, he's just eviscerated by all of these needles. And his friend is watching in abject horror as his friend who's sitting right next to him just got turned into kobold Swiss cheese, and he dies.
All done!
His friend who was watching him also dies. Sheer horror. Scared to death.
I like that.
A free action to speak. That kobold immediately drops his crossbow.
Wait!
And it's Scarab's turn.
Step out here! Now!
Scarab will wait.
Plomp, plomp. He slowly steps out from behind the rock, trying to stay low, but with his hands clearly up in the air.
Monet doesn't have 2-action elemental blast.
It is not your turn. I double checked. I go right after Scarab.
Look, fool. I've been double-crossed on this many times by you stupid true scales. But here's your last chance. Half your buddies are dead. The other half, they're gone. They're heading to the Hungry Mountains. Oh, I told you my location. You can go ambush us. Fat chance. You guys are weak. One of their generals is tearing you apart. Me and my merry men. Y'all? You ain't got nothing on us. You want to join my team or what?
Oh.
Me, diplomacy. Or intimidation, your choice.
Diplomacy.
Can Monet aid?
Sure. What do you...
She can't.
I was going to say, what do you say to aid? Oh, actually...
True scales, more like driven through scales.
Oh, snap.
Damn, ow.
It's actually a good idea.
takes mental damage.
She can't actually aid him. She doesn't have any. She doesn't have any bones.
She says that to herself.
Yeah. She's standing there thinking for a long time, like I was just doing.
Your chances of survival go up.
Through scales, more like driven through scales.
I'm gonna try to aid. Your chances of survival go up plenty. 18 to 8, so that's a plus 1.
Plus 1? Okay, that's gonna be...
Get a plus 2 when telling the truth.
Oh, maybe. I'll double check on that. Go ahead and say your thing, Matt.
But this will either be a 30 or a 31, and Scarab's gonna just hold his pistol crystal up to the banner behind him, tap on it, and say,
"Hungry Mountains, or you die here."
He immediately shoots up standing straight and slaps a little pod claw to his forehead and he says, "Yes, sir! Crystal Mountains, right away!
We'd love to see it. Also, God, if you reach your men, you tell them they clean up after the slurks, or they're gonna get riddled with bad stuff. I don't know. I wasn't really in it when
True
we were
scales,
doing the army.
More like get chewed scales.
I'm gonna have to work on my
get him, Monet.
My yelling at people.
I'm gonna go. Later, man. Bye.
Oh, don't tell them anything about us.
Yeah, and he bolts. Also, he did not hear you correctly. He said, "What did I say?" Crystal Mountains. And we just let it go. And he's like, "Yep, all right, I'm going to the Crystal Mountains. Join up with my other buddies."
No, he'll be fine.
See what happens to him.
I want to see his story. I know. What's next?
You guys need to start asking names.
They're all new at this.
You have so much bubblegum left.
They're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, you're not in initiative anymore.
Ah, good. Let's check all these guys' shit.
Oh, man. True scales, more like you're through scales.
Oh, that one's pretty good.
Good. Let's say it to their bodies as we throw them to the side.
I'll say it to the next one.
To each one as you're looting it. True scales, it. More like through scales and take a shit.
Say it to the fake king.
Yeah, that's right, Rumor. You're not lying when you say that either. No anathema here.
Ah, all right. Looting through. A lot of the same stuff you've seen. Even roundabouts, there's not that much in the camp itself. On the bodies, you find bolts. 20 per. Including the ones that harmlessly clattered to the wall behind you. So, with there being 6 of them, that's 120 bolts.
Oh.
120 bolts?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody holding bolts? I was. No. I think I might have...
No, I sold mine.
It's also 6 crossbows, 6 spears.
Dang, that's money.
4 slingshots, and 80 sling bullets.
Sling bullets are 6.
Wow.
Dang. I can hold like a crossbow for
you
selling.
You said 120 bolts?
120 bolts. Also, excluding the one that ran away, there are now 5 sets of leather armor and 2 short swords.
Ooh, wonder.
Well, hot damn.
Dig around these rocks and find a bag of holding.
Yeah. Mark can hold one of those crossbows.
I'm holding one as well, but that's all I can hold. Otherwise, what's the deal? If I go over my encumberment, I'm half speed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh.
You can also put stuff on Tricky. Tricky can hold a lot, right?
Technically, right now, not really. I need Barden.
And each crossbow is
like a
gold and a half.
Gold and a half.
For half price.
So, I mean, it's about the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I say because the armor's worth, I think it was like 2 gold.
You'll figure out what you want to do with all your... What you want to do with all that junk inside.
In the trunk! Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just going to find a spot to... Cover it with debris and hide it.
You're gonna find a trunk for all that junk.
All that junk. All nice. That junk. All that junk. Don't remember how the song goes. But yeah.
Wanna make me make you junk. Make you junk, make you junk.
Okay. So yeah, anywhere in particular you wanna stash that?
This little corner right here seems a little out of the way. We can just hide it behind all the bullshit.
Here, move yourself, Rootmore. Get out of the way.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna draw you a little treasure chest so you remember all your shits right here.
Little treasure chest.
Hell yeah. So from this room, we've got... Is it two ways to go? On the east, northeast, northwest?
A negative. As you move to the eastern part of the chamber, you see it ends in a cavernous wall.
Ah.
Leaving only an exit to the southeast, and then one way to the northwest.
Anything interesting in here looking, or is it just more digging? Any objects of interest?
There's several, like, nests scattered around, like, kobold nests. Just kind of, like, in alcoves. You'll see there are, like, little dug-in notches, like, a couple feet off the ground, where they're kind of, like, basically, like, in-wall bunk beds type deal. Where they've created little sleeping places for themselves, but... Now it's basically like a barracks or a common area.
Okay.
Any of these dead kobolds the one that ran away in the frog fight?
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
Ooh. Yeah, probably ran further in.
Told these guys what was up, and he kept going through.
Let's go find him. Northwest.
Yeah, duh. Scarab's gonna hunt prey on that fella.
Ah, good idea.
He's like, oh, duh. He's going to tap his forehead a couple times. And
Ranger, Ranger. Yeah, come on. No, where is he? Yeah.
Not necessarily for the sea guy. Yeah, I don't remember. Let me look in. I can seek him. And I get a +2 to it.
All right. As you make your way northwest, slowly begin winding down the hall. You see more of those large mushroom-like creatures embedded in the walls, and as you pass, they give like a knowing shudder. But no screams. Before long, you find yourself at the end of this hall where there are two massive stone doors. Unlike the intricately carven dwarven doors higher up on previous floors, these are rough-hewn. Chipped away, and they look like great slabs with a kind of like a hybridized dragon and kobold type face on the front of it, and the face itself is donned with a skull mask.
Huh.
Like a big skull crown of sorts.
Some recall knowledge?
Yeah, what are you trying to... about what?
Anybody famous, or...
Yeah, go for it.
Can we all see it?
Yeah.
Is that society?
Yeah, just a big old door. I was just going to have you roll just a joke with you. You all recognize this from your dream. This looks like the same, like a rough depiction of this so-called self-proclaimed kobold king.
We've made it. The day has come.
Anybody else get a little worried when Rudmore just did that?
Giggling in a dark hallway.
We made it.
I'm gonna go see what he's doing. Oh yeah, there's a depiction of the fake king. A door.
I appreciate you, Rudmore. Yes, let's go. Forward, strong, holy dwarf.
What's the plan?
Listen at the door.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Monet. Let's listen, see if...
Guys, it's crazy.
See how loud they are when they know we're here.
Rudmore, it's a tiny hallway.
25.
Anybody higher than that?
For what, knocking?
Hello!
Yes, possibly. 26.
Nice.
Let me listen just a little better than you, brother.
27.
Oh, shit.
Get over here.
The three of you huddle together.
One ear a little further.
One a little higher up than the next. All of you leaning over each other and listening, ears pressed against this cold stone door. And you hear nothing.
See if the door's trapped.
That really doesn't mean much. Like, if I'm just chilling in my room, I'm not screaming or anything.
Could also be because it's just a heavy stone door. It wouldn't be very easy to hear through.
Very true.
But if he's doing something weird, it might be nice to knock.
18. Looking for traps?
Does not appear to be trapped.
Oh, good.
Feel pretty good about this.
I feel pretty good about this. What do you say, guys? Just mosey on in?
This is such a bad idea.
Scarab's gonna seek prey and see if he can sense the direction of that kobold that took off.
It just gives you the general direction.
I mean, for Seekin, maybe I can find tracks that are around the room or something.
Sure, give me a survival check.
Yeah, Seeking Hunting Prey just gives me a +2 to that. Bad roll, here they come. Maybe not the worst, 16.
Yeah, there's not really anything that's giving you any indication that anything's come by here. It doesn't mean that it hasn't, there just aren't any footprints or anything like that in this cave.
Also, really quick, I need to reach out Monet's elements.
Okay.
Yeah. Jerb's gonna check his gun just in case.
Ah, still bullets. Too many, way too many bullets in that chamber.
Yep. Closes it up again.
Still a gun. There it is.
Spits on that thing.
Polishes the barrel.
A little too much. Just can't stop.
Oh, detect magic leveled up finally.
Oh.
Still like a 30-foot emanation, but heightened to level 3, you learn the rank or level of the most powerful magical effect in the space as determined by the GM. So he's going to pulse a little, detect magic.
He's going to pulse a little in the doorway.
Okay, so what does that give you? Number of sources and now what level they are?
You learn the rank or level of the most powerful magical effect the spell detects.
Oh.
Okay. Give me a moment, because that will trigger something.
Oh.
So is that what it's doing now? It won't necessarily tell you how many things there are. It's just like, here's something big.
Yeah, while he's looking it up, I'll read it. Sound of the pulse that registers the presence of magic. You receive no information beyond the presence or absence of magic. You can choose to ignore magic you're fully aware of, such as the magic items and ongoing spells of you and your allies. You detect illusion magic only if that magic's effect has a lower rank than the rank of your detect magic spell. However, items that have an illusion aura but aren't deceptive in appearance, such as an invisibility potion, typically are detected normally.
Thank you, Ahmad.
Oh, you're welcome. I still know the stuff, it's just the most powerful thing, I know the level or rank.
Interesting.
And not until the fourth rank, you can actually know where the item is with imprecise sense.
Yeah, sorry, this is a tricky thing to figure out.
Tricky.
Okay, you detect a third level spell.
That's
spooky.
That's tough. That's like us.
Yeah.
That's like us.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, it's one of us.
It's just the rank, right?
Yeah. So okay. you learn the rank or level of the most powerful magical effect.
You feel a rather strong emanation, relatively so to you, it being a third level spell.
Ooh.
Coming somewhere within that 30 foot emanation.
Yeah, Rootmore takes his hand away from the door and he looks at you two. I didn't see any traps, but maybe the door is trapped by some magical effect. So level 3 magic.
Metagaming.
Somewhere.
You said level 3?
Yes,
give me a second.
In my book, my magical book.
I mean, if you didn't see any traps, I'm sure we're fine.
Did you know I could talk to mushrooms? Did that earlier.
Oh, it looks like you did. It was kind of weird. I was concerned, but then everything worked out.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Drag me down. You have surprises every day.
Oh, dang it.
Monet's stabbing people with metal bars now.
Yeah, I don't see anything, man. I got an 18 as well. Normal door.
I'm sure it's fine. I don't see any reason that I should check it if you two have checked it and have seen nothing.
No traps.
Regardless, I'm all the way back here.
I think that if I decided to do a perception check right now, it would be metagaming.
Shuffle up to the door, listen, and shuffle all the way back.
Yeah.
Check for traps back there, shuffle up again.
If we really, really need to do it, we could just wait. Just give me like half an hour, and then I'll look at it. I'm so bored of looking at that door for traps.
We're like superheroes 10 minutes ago until you find a door.
Oh no, what if it's trapped?
We're living a meme!
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's happening!
It'll probably be fine.
We're gonna be stuck in forever!
Fucking Dorophobia over here.
I know. We haven't had to deal with doors in a while. It's just an open cavern.
I don't think you've encountered a trap door once this campaign.
It's crazy. The one time we don't check, though, is when it's going to happen.
We just checked twice.
I know.
Broomroy, you got a broomstick?
I do want to ready an action. Are we doing this? Are we opening up the door?
The door is on trap. Didn't hear anything behind it.
I'm starting to get worried.
You sensed some magic.
Yeah, Rootmore's gonna...
There might be something cool back there.
There's totally something cool.
Rootmore's gonna raise his shield and... he's gotta stow his weapon to open the door because his hands are full. So yeah, he's gonna...
Good.
Put his hammer on his belt.
I can open the door.
Scarab's,
shut up.
Scarab's okay. Gonna put on... Scarab's gonna put on his face mask and he's just gonna say, got a bad feeling about this. Like Star Wars. And he's just gonna put his mask on.
I feel completely fine based off of the rolls that we made.
Very true. Yeah, you're right. There's nothing here.
I feel no stress at all.
Just level 3 magic of something. It's scary. No, it's fine. I can do level 3
I'm
magic.
I'm stressed. This is a tight space. It's got a weird hook in it.
It wasn't... You don't know if it was malevolent magic.
Very true.
Anyways, Monday's gonna open the door.
I have my shield raised.
You said magic? Where are we?
See, it's nothing. It's just darkness.
Absolute darkness. I heard the door squeak, didn't you?
Got a large iron key like 20 episodes ago. I can't remember if we used it or not.
I think we figured out that that was for the cells.
Ah!
And one of the rooms, right? I think we used it on a room.
Probably.
A room.
Monet's gonna close the door.
What's it look like, girlie? We got fun and some cool items. Something magical.
Oh, man, that is... I just thought of a great idea. Every time you walk up to open a door, ready in action to immediately close it. You know?
So, I want to ready in action that if someone opens this door, I'm going to close it.
That is agoraphobic. Yeah.
Alrighty.
I love that.
As you push the door open, Monet, you are the first to see. It is a room that has been cleared of debris and fungi. It's probably about, what is that, 35 feet wide, only about 30, 25-ish feet deep, and it has very high vaulting ceilings. This is not the most prominent feature about the room, however. The most prominent feature is on the northern wall is the massive skeletal remains of a giant centipede.
Whoa.
Mm.
Oh.
Bugs!
Seems like we got a boo-all sort of situation.
Seems that this giant centipede's carapace has been fashioned into some sort of throne.
Oh, cool.
Its bright red chitinous plates and legs have been repurposed and repositioned into an unsettling design that allow for a rather nightmarish looking throne. Its still intact head looms high above the seat of the throne, and from its large glowing yellow mandibles hangs a rather shoddy looking curtain concealing whoever is sitting upon the throne.
That's brutal.
In front of the throne, down several steps, you see the kobold Slurk Trainer that you just encountered. He turns and he looks at you, a bit horrified that you've caught up. And he's currently speaking to two of these Dark Talon guards that you encountered in an ambush scenario much earlier. There are four of them in total, forming a semicircle in front of the throne. And as you push your way in, they immediately begin to whirl their flying talons above their head. A voice calls out to you from behind the curtain.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
You're right, Monet. This is a boo-all situation. Worshipping false gods, losers.
The voice that calls out to you is familiar, as you've dreamed it several times by now, though it sounds a bit different in person.
Oh boy.
So the fools have pushed deeper still and find themselves in my chamber.
We demand your immediate and unconditional surrender. Only then, some of you may yet live.
Roll me a perception check.
Oh boy.
It's the sheriff.
22.
17.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. 29.
Nice.
Scarab, you notice that as this voice speaks, the honor guard, as they are spinning their talons, seem to shift slightly, almost like something has caught them a bit off guard. You can almost see them kind of like glancing at each other, like, does that sound right to you?
Hey, they're unsure. Something's up.
Let me see here. What could that be? And they're looking between each other. Yeah.
Yeah, between each other, not to y'all. As the voice finishes calling out to each of you, the curtain is flung aside. Sudden shing as the ratty rags are tossed aside, and you can see now the figure you've seen in your dreams.
Whoa.
The so-called kobold king. The so-bald co-call so-sol.
Mm-hmm. Ah, there he is, Cortisol.
Standing upon the, like, thorny carapace of this long-dead giant centipede is what, for a kobold, is no doubt an impressive statured kobold. He stands at a staggering 3 1/4 feet tall.
Okay,
my God!
Yeah, he wasn't exaggerating. Damn, this guy's huge.
His scales are a bright crimson with a sort of a gold underhue on his soft underbelly. His head is adorned with this skull-like crown that seems to have like a crass menagerie of skull and bone jutting out in all directions, and part of it covers one of his eyes. He sneers at you from on his throne, and holding a staff in his other hand, he props it to the ground before hopping down. The kobolds before the honor guard, who looked unsure, immediately snap to attention, ceasing their swinging before taking a kneeling pose. He stands at the top of his dais and leers down at you.
So, throw down your weapons and surrender.
Close the door.
The kobold of the Hungry Mountains and the true fighters for the Queen Mother surrender to no ruse like you. Let us walk into the room, coward, before you do anything stupid. Please.
It's good to finally meet you. I can't get you out of my head.
I've been doodling pictures of you all day.
He laughs at Rumor.
No. Don't want to see them.
Points at him.
Of course, come in, come in. You are welcomed guests, after all.
Come on, Tricky.
Tricky looks super uncomfortable.
I sense motive to see what's going on.
Sure.
Any, I mean, kind of like trickery.
You're going to tell me what you're kind of looking for, because I'm not just going to be like, well, actually, come on, here's the narrative of the entire story. God.
Yeah, no. So,
I've been waiting to tell you guys.
I know that spell that was detected could just be an item, but Rootmore is wondering if there's some kind of emanation, because he wants us to walk in. Wondering if there's some kind of emanation going on that's going to fuck us. And if this guy's even real, because the perception we saw, the kobold seemed a little unsure after he spoke.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking for specifically?
I guess some kind of magical trap.
Yeah, I want to do a perception to see if this guy's an illusion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like somebody, he's a puppet.
It's definitely good enough reason to recheck.
Here's the thing. A couple things. One, you don't have a way to identify whether or not there is a magical trap. Mm-hmm. There's not a perception check or a sense motive that would tell you that. And then same to you, if there was an illusion going on, the whole point of an illusion is to not be seen.
Well, I thought...
Unless you have a spell that is reveal illusion or something like that.
I thought with illusions that if you pass a check, then the illusion is broken.
There are some illusion spells that give you the opportunity to disbelieve, and yes, if you disbelieve them, then they'll be broken.
Okay. So not.
So not that.
Okay. Because that's what I was thinking. Because, you know, I know of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's probably a trap, but...
Yeah, Rumor's going to walk in.
This couldn't possibly be the worst thing we've faced yet.
He ran up to the throne. Ooh, 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 ooh.
As Scarab and Tricky are squeezing in, Scarab finally sees the room. Can he make a check? Like floor, ceiling, pressure plates, fire pits that we just haven't noticed yet.
Floor just comes out.
Ah, shit, there it is, man. Whoa!
Okay, so I'm sorry, what do you want to check on?
Scarab would like to check for traps in the room.
Sure, give a perception check. Just give a glance around.
No magical or nothing, just
traps. It's going to be probably at a lower or a higher DC because you can't actually inspect anything, but give me what you got.
Just one of them quick, like, oh shit, that's a bag of flour.
I know what I'm going
to do. There's a bag of rocks up there.
I know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Not a big one. 18.
Nothing you can see.
Okay.
Aside from the obvious honor guard in front of you.
Yeah, Rootmore's going to sense motive on the guard. Since we noticed they were a little unsure of themselves, he wants to see why they're unsure of themselves.
Okay.
Oh, look at him. He looks very tribal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool bald.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got, like, some decorative armor on for sure. He's wearing those gold bracers. He's got some golden scale mail boots, some chainmail pants, and he's got this cool purple and black skirt thing. I don't even know what you call that. Yeah, tabard?
Yeah,
is that a tabard?
Tabernacle? Called when they go down the back and down the front, but you got the legs open on the sides.
Yeah, like a long loincloth.
Yeah, he looks cool.
Yeah, and you can see his crown now better. He's got like one skull going over one of his eyes, and he has another skull on the crown itself.
He looks like Kano. Hey, Sonya Blade.
Tabard has that, but Tabard goes on chest too.
You want that tattoo? You're gonna have to kill me.
Yeah.
I don't know any talk.
Lieutenant Van.
Hey, Sonya Blade.
Lieutenant Van, ice cream.
You look like Jenny.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Van.
My eyes red for some reason. Just one of them, though.
Well, Shao Kahn sent me here to get your soul.
Goro has four arms. He always beats me at tennis. I'm turning to RFK. I just can't stop.
Sorry.
Okay, so yeah, you don't see any traps. Rootmore, what did you want to do?
30 to sense motive on the guard to see why they seemed unsure of themselves.
Okay, they seemed unsure for a moment, and so when you're trying to hone in on that and see what else, it seems like as soon as the curtain was thrown aside, they all immediately, that was gone. They all immediately take a knee, and they're all really sure this is their guy.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. There's definitely still stuff going through Scarab's head.
Bullets?
Nah, lady mentioned. Lady mentioned, magic happening. So Scarab's like, okay, so who's this lady? But Matthew's like, all of this is a lie. This whole room is a lie.
Yeah, so here he is, and he's demanded you surrender.
Would you grant Scarab a big look up and down, a good old-fashioned perception?
Sure. On the Kobold King? Okay.
On him, the man. Okay. 25.
Yeah, anything you want to know in particular? Aside from his appearance that we went over?
This is tough. Would you allow me to do something super hunterly?
Maybe. What's up?
Scarab kind of wants to check his heartbeat. Like, if he can, like, check his breathing. He wants to see if this man is, if there's, like, stress behind him.
Give me a sense motive on him.
Because for you to not metagame, Scarab thinks that these guys are being controlled by a witch. He just wants to see if this is, like... How much conviction does this kobold have?
Yeah. Sense motive.
Let's go.
Oh, big.
30.
Yeah.
Something about him doesn't seem so sure. He seems a little uneasy. There's like a definite effort to make a show of bravado. And there is that sneer that makes you feel like he thinks he's got you right where he wants you. But yeah, there's definitely, maybe it's something in the way that he's breathing. Maybe he's breathing a little faster than somebody who should have been just sitting on a chair.
Yeah, something's up with this fella. We won't be dropping anything!
Rootmore stops from putting his hammer on the ground.
Oh! No, man, 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 no. Be strong. Something tells me this guy's afraid of us.
Hey! What's your deal, man? What are you doing?
Oh. True scales, more like your through scales.
Oh, Monet!
He goes for a high five. You're like 15 feet away from him.
Scarab cocks his head to the side, arms folded.
The kobold king holds a thumb up to his throat and says, "Execute them. Roll for initiative."
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's hope we don't all die.
We don't ask questions. We just make answers.
That's all the time we have for today.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
The cursed caravan uses
you got
marks.
A friend in me.
I'm not
you got problems.
Over.
I got them too.
Sorry, go ahead.
I would like to hear the outro like that sometime. No, Felicia's not up for that.
The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content.
Let's
the
talk.
The Cursed Caravan...
Paizo, let's talk.
The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The Cursed Caravan theme music you are hearing right now is written by Matt. He's fist bumping.
Sorry, because we listen to different music while we play, and I'm fist bumping that stuff because my stuff sucks. Just kidding. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for the theme music. And I'm sorry, not the theme music. For the music and ambiance that we use in our episodes. You can find out more about Michael Gelfi at michaelgelfi.com.
Use them for your games. I've been reading books and listening to the Michael Gelfi stuff while I'm reading the books, and it's a good time. Real good time. Check them out.
You can check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Emma's looking for a comment right now. You should do that, and I'll say more about it after the comment.
Yeah, this comment is by Nurse Ratchet on our Monster Prom videos.
Hey, Ratchet.
That's Monster Prom Part 3. They said, yay, something fun to listen to, Little Heart. And why did you name the dance Moose Kaka?
Moose Kaka.
I remember... That was me saying that. It's a word that I was screwing around with.
Musaka?
Probably. I can't remember what the actual word was.
Because Emad reads things the way that he wants to read things.
By not reading them.
And then he doesn't fix it. He just...
Yeah. Is this a word? That's long.
It is in his jaw. His teeth in his jaw. They just go up and down and the word comes out. Man, I think it's awesome. I wish I could get through a sentence.
Emma does. Incorrectly.
Brute force.
With no heed for the sentence itself.
Brute force.
The man who carries a lot of words around every day.
Can you do the dance for us, Emma, and the listeners?
There you go. There you go. It happened.
It's good. It's good. Nice.
And they also said, I think this was directed towards you, Matt. They said, I caught you one day.
Oh, what, this must have been when I was sneaking out of the house.
Yeah, skipping school. Yeah. You're talking about skipping school and like, going home.
Yeah, that's one of the bad things that I did in my life, and I bring it up every once in a while, and she brings that up. It was a rough moment. Rough time. I skipped school once when I was in school. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, you literally live next door to the school. Like, that's... I would skip school if I lived next door. Like, go outside, there's my house.
There was a hole in the fence that one of the kids, like, broke a hole in the fence, and I would just crawl under that straight to my house.
Wow.
It was awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool. Kids, stay in school. Boys, if you're listening, my boys, stay in school. And also, congratulations, Chris. I said that in an earlier episode. Still, I'm thinking about it. My boy graduated high school.
Woo! Get the hell out of school.
It's fucking awesome.
Oh, I did graduate high school.
Oh, yeah, good.
Hey, Matthew.
Just in case.
Yeah, so that's from our YouTube channel. We have that also. You can check that out. Also, Emad and Matt have their own YouTube channels. Bamboo Trauma and Sweet Boy Toshio, respectively.
The month's been popping off with that XCOM merch.
Mm. Oh, XCOM's merch? Really fun. No merch.
No merch. Just trying to put that idea in his head.
Emad's committing copyright infringement right now.
And Matt is also doing a bunch of stuff over on TikTok. Sweet Boy Toshio, check it out.
That's where I'm having
a lot of drawings.
I'm having fun there.
Check that stuff out.
Yeah, he's doing Inktober, and it's real cool.
Thanks.
You get to see inside his weird brain, his weird little brain.
Silly things. Oh, and Chris Tober is popping off.
Oh, yeah.
Go check out Chris Tober.
But yeah, leave comments on all of the stuff that we talked about, including Michael Gelfie's YouTube. Do that. To be nice. And email us at thecursedcaravan@gmail.com if you have any questions, and we'll answer them maybe. Thanks for being... Oh, all of our contact information is in the description. That is... You should know that by now. Thanks for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I just waved to a microphone.
Okay, give me a sec.
Yeah, so just give her a second.
Oh, your fucking jets. That's so impressive.
Whoa.
God over here wants to tell you what's going on.
Hey.
Kitty, stop it. Kitty, stop.
What's happening?
What are you doing?
What's happening?
Bad kitty.
I'm so sorry, Dad.